This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Lab-grown brain organoids reveal how to reverse irreversible nerve damage. Cambridge researchers have developed laboratory-grown miniature brain and spinal cord systems that can transmit signals and trigger muscle contractions, offering new insights into reversing nerve damage previously thought to be permanent. The breakthrough study demonstrates that human neurons lose their regenerative capacity during development, but this ability can potentially be restored through targeted interventions. 10-fold increase in nerve fiber regrowth achieved using existing hormone therapy in lab models. Nerve regeneration capacity declines with development. Human neuron regenerative ability from embryonic to mature stages. 100% embryonic regeneration, 45 early postnatal capacity, 5 adult neuron regrowth. Source: Cambridge University Study, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Organoid models reveal developmental switch. The Cambridge team created sophisticated three-dimensional tissue models that mimic human brain and spinal cord development in laboratory conditions. These organoids, grown from human stem cells, successfully formed functional neural circuits capable of transmitting electrical signals and even triggering contractions in co-cultured muscle tissue. According to the research published in leading journals, the organoid systems allowed scientists to track how neurons change their regenerative properties as they mature from embryonic to adult-like states. The models revealed a critical developmental window during which nerve cells progressively lose their intrinsic ability to regrow damaged connections. Dr. Stefano Pitani, lead researcher at Cambridge University's Department of Clinical Neurosciences, explained that the organoid approach provides unprecedented insight into human neural development. The team's findings suggest that understanding this developmental switch could unlock new therapeutic approaches for spinal cord injuries and neurodegenerative diseases. Gene networks control regenerative capacity. The research team identified specific gene networks that regulate neurons' ability to regenerate after injury. Through detailed molecular analysis of their organoid systems, they discovered that certain genetic programs become progressively silenced as neurons mature, effectively switching off their regenerative potential. These findings align with previous research showing that young animals recover much better from nerve injuries than adults. However, the Cambridge study is among the first to demonstrate this principle using human tissue models, providing direct evidence that could translate to clinical applications. The research represents a significant advance in understanding why adult nervous system injuries often result in permanent disability. By identifying the molecular mechanisms that silence regeneration, scientists can now explore ways to reactivate these dormant pathways. Hormone therapy shows dramatic regeneration boost. Perhaps most promising, the team tested whether existing drugs could restore regenerative capacity in their mature organoid neurons. They found that treatment with thyroid hormone therapy dramatically enhanced nerve fiber regrowth, achieving approximately 10-fold improvements in regeneration compared to untreated controls. The hormone treatment appeared to partially reactivate the genetic programs that normally become silenced during neural development. This discovery is particularly significant because thyroid hormones are already approved for clinical use, potentially accelerating translation to human trials. Additional experiments with the organoid models demonstrated that the hormone therapy worked best when combined with other regeneration-promoting factors. The National Institutes of Health has recognized this type of combination approach as a promising strategy for treating spinal cord injuries. Clinical implications for paralysis treatment. The organoid findings could have profound implications for treating paralysis and other conditions involving nerve damage. Current treatments for spinal cord injury focus primarily on preventing further damage and supporting rehabilitation, but offer limited hope for restoring lost function. By demonstrating that neural regenerative capacity can be pharmacologically enhanced, the Cambridge research opens new avenues for therapeutic development. the team plans to test their hormone therapy approach in more complex organoid models that better recapture the three-dimensional architecture of human neural tissue. Experts from the World Health Organization estimate that between 250,000 and 500,000 people worldwide suffer spinal cord injuries each year. The economic and personal costs of paralysis create urgent need for regenerative therapies that could restore function rather than simply manage symptoms. Thyroid hormone treatment achieved a tenfold increase in nerve fiber regrowth in mature human neurons grown in laboratory organoid systems. Dr. Stefano Pitani, Department of Clinical Neurosciences, Cambridge University, Cambridge Research, 2026, key takeaways. Human neurons lose regenerative capacity during development, but this process can potentially be reversed using targeted interventions. Laboratory-grown brain and spinal cord organoids provide new tools for testing regeneration therapies using human tissue models. Thyroid hormone therapy showed tenfold improvements in nerve regrowth, offering hope for treating paralysis and neurodegenerative diseases. Frequently asked questions: what are organoids, and how do they model human neural development? Organoids are three-dimensional tissue cultures grown from human stem cells that mimic organ development and function. The Cambridge team's neural organoids successfully formed brain and spinal cord structures with functional neural circuits capable of transmitting signals and triggering muscle contractions. Why do adult neurons lose their ability to regenerate after injury? As neurons mature during development, specific gene networks that control regeneration become progressively silenced. This developmental switch explains why young animals recover better from nerve injuries than adults, and why adult spinal cord injuries often result in permanent paralysis. How quickly could thyroid hormone therapy be tested in humans? Since thyroid hormones are already approved for clinical use, this approach could potentially move to human trials more rapidly than entirely new drugs. However, researchers must first conduct additional safety and efficacy studies in more complex models before clinical testing begins. The Cambridge organoid research represents a paradigm shift in understanding neural regeneration, moving from the traditional view of adult nerve damage as irreversible toward targeted approaches that could reactivate dormant healing mechanisms. As researchers continue to refine these laboratory models and test combination therapies, the prospect of restoring function after spinal cord injury moves closer to clinical reality. Source: Human organoids reveal how to reverse irreversible nerve damage.